Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this week's episode of Talk Exchange. Today's episode is a little bit different because we have a student from the Exchange Excel Club in Kenosha, Wisconsin. His name is Harsha, and this kid is very positive. He's doing some very impactful things in his community, and so we hope that other kids in other Exchange Excel clubs around the country can listen to some of the things that he's been doing and how he has been able to make a difference within his community. So we hope you enjoy today's episode, and we will see you again next week.
Welcome to Talk Exchange. I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the National Exchange Club.
And I'm Christy Lindahl, Director of Communications.
Hi, Christy. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Tracy. How are you?
I'm good. So we're rolling on some things today. Mm-hmm. We've had some exciting conversations with people. For listeners who may be new, I hope you've listened to multiple episodes and go back and listen to multiple episodes. Our Talk Exchange podcast is designed to introduce new people who just are interesting, and we've had so many interesting guests, or who can talk about the work they do in exchange clubs in order to promote awareness of what we do and the impact we have across the country.
Yes, and I'm super excited about our guests today.
I am too. Yeah. So we have youth clubs that are called Exchange Excel Clubs in communities across the country, and today we're overjoyed to be joined by a student. Harsha is an Excel Club member from the Exchange Excel Club of Harborside Academy in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Welcome, Harsha.
Thanks for having me.
And we met
me.
Harsha.
Really excited to record.
We are excited to have you here, and we had the pleasure of meeting Harsha when we did a forum for our Excel Club students, and we met some of them, and the purpose of that was to find out really what they're doing, what they need, what we could do for them, what they thought of the model, and things we could improve upon. Harsha was one of the participants, and we appreciated that, so we invited him to come back and tell us a little bit about his Excel Club experience.
That's right. Absolutely. He's got some great things to share.
I'm excited. So Harsha, tell us first a little bit about yourself.
Okay. I feel like I get asked this a lot, and then I have to muster something up because I can't think of anything on the spot, but
okay.
I'll try my best.
Okay.
All right. My name is Harsha Sitamraju. I go to the best school in the universe, Harborside
nice.
Academy.
Your teachers will be excited to hear that.
Yeah. So, yeah, Harborside is a school in Kenosha, Wisconsin. I've lived in Wisconsin all my life. I come from a family of four. It's me, my mom, my dad, and my sister. All of them are heroes of mine. And I'm really excited to record. And I've only known about Excel Club for a year now, but I'm really interested by the idea and mission of Excel Club. And ever since I've learned about it, I've been hooked on doing something like that and making sure students in our school are aware of an Excel Club and we can have an Excel Club in our school.
Awesome. It sounds like you're our biggest cheerleader. Thank you for that. And who introduced you to the Excel Club? How did you hear about it? And what did you like about it that made you think, I want to join that group?
Okay. So I have a really cool story for this. At Harborside, our school is slightly different. We have a charter school. We're an EL school. And at Harborside, at the end of every semester, we do these really cool things. We call them intensives. And so for a week, you get paired in an intensive and you get an option. I chose this intensive called a Changemaker Intensive with Mrs. Fine and Mr. Plato, who are the teachers at Harborside, and Mrs. Valeri. And so in that intensive, each student kind of had a goal to like bring a positive change to Harborside, do something positive and impactful in our community. And so I had a few brainstorming ideas of cool stuff that I wanted to do. And one thing that came across my mind was doing something community service related. At Harborside, we are like really into community service, and our teachers, our whole school encourages community service. And so I really was interested in doing something community service related because our school requires you to participate in 15 hours of community service every single year. And that's really different than like the rest of our district, which is 10 hours throughout your years in high school. So there's a big need for community service and community engagement in our school. I thought I've seen like a lot of students kind of frustrated and not knowing what to do to figure out where to get community service hours and where to volunteer. So I thought it would be something cool to do community service related. And I found out that we had an Excel club at Harborside, but due to COVID, there was like a lot of issues that we had having a club at Harborside like that. And it kind of broke apart in the 1 or 2 years that we were out of school. So I was told by Ms. Klein and Mr. Plato, who used to be the advisor of Excel Club before COVID, that we did have a club in the past. And so my project was to have a big role in that in the upcoming year and make sure Excel Club would be successful in the year after. This was in the summer of 2023. And so this year, I guess I became the self-proclaimed president because we didn't really have anybody in that position. So I really tried to like recruit members. I came into contact with the National Exchange Club head at Kenosha, who's Mr. Molitor. He's been a really cool mentor of mine, and he's really helped us along our journey. And throughout the journey, I've felt really happy to be a part of this mission and spread the message of Exchange Club.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much for everything you did to bring that club back to life.
That is a great story. We appreciate your enthusiasm and your passion for having that goal of building it up again. And what was the reaction when you said, I'm going to build up this club? What was your method of getting buy-in from other students and bringing more people to the club with you?
Right after our intensive ended, like at Harborside, we do this thing where each group or each intensive kind of committee group shares what they worked on over intensives. And for our, like, I guess maybe I should talk more about what intensives are. At the end of each semester, we do this thing to like kind of celebrate our students' work. Some students go sign up for like camping related intensives. We have like sports related intensive, game related intensives, and I happen to choose the positive change intensive. And so in my intensive, we did a lot of really cool stuff, not just hard work, but our final product was the positive change. And luckily for me, I was able to present in front of our whole school with the stuff that I worked on. So that was really what kickstarted the Excel journey. After that, over the summer, I was able to participate in National Night Out because Mr. Plato, who is an Exchange Club member, had a lot of knowledge about that, and he invited me, and that was like my first real experience in Excel Club. And after that, the year started, and for like any other club, we just put out a lot of posters. I have my co-leader Jacob Weidman, who's been really helpful and been a part of this journey with me. And we've gone to like different classrooms during school, recruited members, and we got like 40 kids to join and do service work in our community.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah. Successful recruiters right there. I
Yeah,
love
it
it.
sounds like you had a great comprehensive plan.
Yes, yeah. And put it into action.
That's right. And you know what I like hearing is that he's saying nobody knew about it. Once he started
Yes.
telling what the club was and what they did, people wanted to gravitate.
Absolutely. And I expect with your excitement and enthusiasm, and then you start doing projects and people see what you're doing and they say, I want to be part of that, right? They
Definitely.
see the fun you're having. So, what are some of the projects that your club is known for doing?
So far, we didn't do too much. Second semester was when we really started with our journey of doing a lot of community service work. We
Sure.
did wrap gifts for foster families. That was, I'd say, the most fun I've had so far doing an Excel Club event. And so that was really cool. Other than that, we also volunteered at Nifty Thrifty, which is a donation store that is paired with Women's and Children's Horizons of Kenosha, which is an organization that works to help families and victims of domestic abuse. And so we volunteered there. We were like sorting donations. We were doing a lot of stuff. A couple kids were sorting donations. there was like a donation drop off where we were supposed to receive donations, we were pricing donations, and it was all really cool to work with there. Along with that, this week we have a really cool thing planned as well. We're doing a pinwheel garden. I don't know if this is like a
Oh,
national
nice.
exchange thing,
Yes.
but okay. So Mr. Molitor told me about this idea of hanging up pinwheels for during the month of April for Child Abuse Prevention Month. So that's a really cool thing that our club members are working on, and it'll be a really cool garden at the end of it outside our school with a bunch of pinwheels.
Oh, make
And
sure you
we,
send us pictures.
Yes.
of course. And then we also volunteered at soup kitchens and helped also at the Shalom Center organizing donations that they had food donations in the food pantry. And so those are really cool stuff we did already. I think we have really cool plans in the future too. And we have a lot of cool places to volunteer at as well.
Well, that sounds like a lot of activities. So you're really busy in the community and getting out there and making a difference. So on behalf of the National Exchange Club, thank you for that.
Absolutely. And I students are so busy. The
Yes.
fact that you said we've only done this in the second semester is, I mean, we still have time left in the second semester, so I'm very quite impressed with what you've gotten done.
Definitely. Now, are you in your senior year, Harsha?
I'm a junior this year,
Oh,
so I'll
good.
be.
Okay. So you'll still be around. And then what is your plan for, do you have a plan for mentoring other students so that this continues after you graduate?
So I'm also in a couple other clubs, and I really want these clubs to stay alive and students to be interested in these clubs. So when I'm a 12th grader next year, I'll make sure that the Excel Club is in safe hands. And our students take good care of it, recruit more students. I'll try to be involved somehow. I don't know how, but we'll see. I'll have Mr. Plato and Ms. Klein to contact, as well as Mr. Molitor. I'm sure they'll do a great job at taking care of our club too.
Absolutely, and you'll be a great mentor.
Absolutely. Now, do you have plans when you graduate to continue on with exchange?
Yeah, I've when I learned about Excel Club and Exchange Club, I did a lot of research because I didn't know anything in the past. So as I got to learn more and more, I really started to connect with the mission of Exchange and Excel Club. And I definitely look forward to being a part of an Exchange Club when I'm an adult too.
Oh, we look forward to that as well.
Wonderful, absolutely. And now, how do you share Exchange and the Excel Club outside of the school? Have you mentioned the opportunity to school staff, like teachers and administrators, or family and friends who aren't in school?
We haven't done too much of that yet, but that's a really
Okay.
good recommendation, and I'll look into doing that. I hope stuff like the pinwheel garden will be in our
Yes.
community, and people will be able to see it, and that'll be a really cool thing we can show everybody as a cool
Yes.
product. But yeah, we'll definitely try to increase the amount of people that know about our Excel Club. I think we're the only Excel Club in Kenosha, in our surroundings as well. So it's a really cool opportunity and a cool thing to show.
And so, as a result of everything you're doing, I'm sure those students in the Excel Club are making friends and building relationships, right? And now they have some new connections with kids that maybe they would not have otherwise known or come to know, right?
Absolutely. That's a really cool thing about clubs. I met
Yes.
some of my closest friends through clubs, and
Aww.
especially when you have a similar interest, it's really easy and the friendship can build. And doing community service with your friends, this increases that bond as well. So, definitely, I think I've met new students that were interested in Excel Club that I didn't know before, and I've gotten to be close friends with them as well. And I'm sure they have met new students as well and have gotten new friends.
Good. That's a good thing.
Well, you don't know it, but you just dropped a quotable quote. So
Yes, that is
expect to
true.
see your words printed in the near future.
You're right about that. So I know you met some other Excel Club students when we had our forum, and we'll do that again so that you can connect with students from all over the country. But for those students listening, what would be your advice to them based on what you've done in Excel Club and what you've seen work or what you like the most about it? What advice could you give to another Excel Club student?
In terms of advice, I think an Excel Club, especially starting an Excel Club, is a really cool opportunity, and It's something that will pay off in the end. You'll see the impact it has on your community and your surroundings. I think community service I've always valued very high since I was a child. It's a value my parents instilled in me, and I've done a lot of community service throughout middle school and elementary school. So it's a big passion of mine, and having that sort of impact in your school and having more kids built into the idea of having a positive impact on your community and doing good is really cool and worth it in the end. I think students who are interested and kind of on the fence should definitely go for something like this. It's a really great opportunity. And find teachers, find mentors that have similar interests and can help you along the way. It's definitely a great experience, and it's been amazing so far.
Awesome.
Wow, you are an inspiring young man. As someone raising two boys, I only hope that my boys can grow up to be as articulate and giving as you are.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Well, it's been a joy getting to know you. Thank you for your willingness to participate today. Great learning for anybody listening. And please give our thanks to your administrators and the people that are helping you at school, the teachers that you mentioned, and to Mr. Molitor for introducing this Excel Club in Kenosha. We really appreciate it. And more than anything, Harsha, thank you for being a valued Exchange Club member in Excel in Kenosha.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it. To anyone listening, if you'd like more information on exchange clubs or Excel clubs, please visit nationalexchangeclub.org to learn more. And thanks for tuning in to this episode of Talk Exchange.
Wow, thank you so much. You are a quotable
Thank you.
person.
You're amazing. Your energy is so good, and I love